If coffee robs you of sleep, switch to Folkestone. The makers of Folkestone, the favorite mealtime drink in millions of American homes, present those two lovable old characters from the hill country, Mom and Abner. Up until last December, Tom Coughlin just couldn't understand when friends of his would say it was hard for them to get to sleep at night. You see, Tom was the kind of man who could hop into bed and drop off to sleep before you could say Jack Robinson. One night, something happened. He simply couldn't get to sleep. He tossed, he turned, he tried to read himself to sleep. But not until early morning did he finally drop off. And that went on, night after night. What had happened to him? What had changed him from a person who could drop off and sleep like a log to a tossing, turning, wide-awake insomniac? The doctor said it was nerves. Coffee nerves. Now, I'd be the last person in the world to tell you that coffee robs everybody of sleep. It doesn't. Many people can drink coffee without paying the slightest penalty for it. But many others, when they drink coffee, pay and pay plenty. So, if nerves trouble you, and you know nerves can rob you of sleep, cause indigestion, make you jittery and irritable, and you think coffee may be responsible, or even partly responsible, be sensible. Switch to Folkestone. Because Folkestone cannot possibly affect your nerves. It contains no caffeine or stimulant of any kind. Folkestone has a distinctive, full-bodied flavor all its own. Drink it instead of coffee. And then, even in 2 weeks, long enough to give Folkestone a fair trial, see if you aren't much less nervous. See if you aren't sleeping better. See if you aren't mighty glad you switched to Folkestone. Drink Folkestone. There's a reason. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner are all excited. The talent scout from Hollywood that was in town over the weekend told him that he saw great possibilities in making Pine Ridge the setting for a motion picture and asked them if they would consider going to Hollywood. As we look into the little community today, we find Cedric Wehunt over at the John and Down store talking with Abner.
Mr. Lum, thank you, Bob. Since he's both going out to Hollywood to make a moving picture.
Well, he don't know for sure we are, Cedric. That fellow Motion, that talent scout that was here the other day, said he was going to try to get his company to make a picture about Pine Ridge and give us a job in it, but we ain't hear no more from him.
He might have been joshing you.
Well, I don't think that, but maybe his company never thought it was a good idea.
Oh, I thought the deal was all set. You hear Mr. Lums tell how it is.
Oh, yeah, he's going around here telling everybody that he's a moving picture actor. If they don't hire us out there, it's going to make an awful goose out of him, too.
Was over at the tourist camp last night, and some people driven there from Iowa and rented a cabin for Mr. Lum. He told him he just run that tourist camp on the side. Said his main business was moving picture acting, and then he's done some of it for me.
Yeah, I know. He's been practicing ever since that fella left here. Customer can't come in the store without him jumping up and starting to act. Trying to. Over there waiting on Sister Simpson this morning before he went into the county seat, making out like he was a Frenchman.
Good Frenchman.
I wish you could have heard him talk.
Is he going to be a Frenchman in the moving pictures?
Well, he don't know what he's going to be. Don't know for sure he's going to be in them yet. According to what that fella said the other day, though, if they do make a picture about Pine Ridge, why, they'll just want us to be storekeepers, just like we are now.
Well, you won't have to act to do that, will you?
Why, no. The way he's going at it, he's going to be so mixed up, nobody'll know what he is. Oh, he's went Hollywood before we even get there. Using newfangled expressions and everything else.
But you fellas are getting your job acting, too. I ain't doing nothing else right now. We do it all right.
Well, wait till we get ourselves a job first, Cedric. Now, don't pay no attention to Lum. He's just building himself up for a big fall. Been getting timetables on the railroads and figuring out how much money it'll cost us to get out there. And there's something else we ain't got neither. They send for us while we'll have to borrow the money or walk if we get there.
It's a pretty long way to walk.
And he's been trying to borrow that $500 Elizabeth got for catching them bank robbers. She ain't going to let him have it, I can tell him that right now.
He's getting all ready to go, is he?
Oh, yeah, he's ready to go the minute they send the word. Collecting all the accounts on the books that he can, paying off what we owe around here. That's what he's doing in the county seat today. Holding the wholesale house, $60-odd, and he went in there with enough cash to pay that off. Wasn't in there this morning.
Well, ain't she coming back?
Well, I don't know, Cedric. We ain't wanted.
Well, if they do right and harm you, will you ask them to harm me, too? I'll work for 20 cents an hour. What Walt Hayes pays me down there to show them.
Well, what could you do, old Cedric? You don't know nothing about acting.
I can play the French harp and sing, play the jug, cut the pigeon wing.
Oh, well, that ain't acting, old Cedric. That's, well, I don't know what you call it, but all says to be a good actor that you got to make out like you're somebody else. Laugh and cry and all that stuff.
Well, I thought you fellas were supposed to just be storekeepers, though.
Well, we are. But we can't just keep store. They'll have some kind of a store, and we'll have to crack jokes or anything, crying one thing or another. Hey, Mom read out something here for me to practice on. I stole that so you get an idea of it. I've been reading it, but it don't make no sense to me what I put that
back. Is the play, Mr. Gabner?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what you'd call it. See, I'm supposed to be two different people. A girl's father and a city feller come in there and has been sparking at her. Now, I have to change my voice, Eddie. Now, this is a city feller. He's talking to the girl. Ha, ha, my proud beauty. I knew you would change your mind rather than see your poor mother and father go to the poorhouse. And I changed my voice like her papa and gone out and say, stop! I will not permit my daughter to make such a sacrifice. You are a viper. The only reason you wanted to foreclose the mortgage and take our farm is that you know there is oil on it. And I came back and talked like the other fella and say, curses, curses, fall again.
You're doing good, Mr. Abbott. Go on, tell me the rest of it.
Well, that's all there are to it. Well, I'm just copying it out of a play they put on down at the schoolhouse once. Oh, you ought to hear him do it, Cedric. He can just make you feel so sorrowful for that girl. You just want to get out and do something about it.
I don't want to hear it, but I don't like them sad stories.
Just wait a minute. Oh, Grandpap is here.
Oh.
Come in, Grandpap.
Oh.
Come on back to the farm.
Yeah, yeah, honey. Just passed over to find out for sure when you fellas are leaving for Hollywood, Emma.
Well, we don't even know for sure where we're going, Grandpap.
My mom was over at the store yesterday and said the deal was all set. We'd be leaving any day now. Huh. On the bar of my hand, Satchel.
Well, you know, Mom gets things exaggerated in his head. The man just said he thought it would be a good idea to make a moving picture about Pine Ridge. Said he'd want to talk to his company about it. Now, Rom's got it to where we're done making the picture.
Yeah, I just wondering if you thought you could get me a job out there, too, Abner.
You?
Yeah, they'll pay me more than Dick Hudson's paying me. I'll quit him and go to work for them.
Well, I'll name it to him before we get out there, Grandpap.
Tell him I'm an awful good actor, but I ain't going to work for no less than I'm getting now.
No.
Richard's paying me $45 a month over there.
Yeah, well,
if it costs.
I don't know what they pay out there. Wait a minute. Who in the world is that coming up out there?
It's a blind man, ain't it? Got him black glasses on.
Well, for the land's sake, it's Rom. That's who it is.
Well, for goodness sake, look at that outfit.
Where in the world did you get them clothes, Rom?
Friends, Romans, and countrymen. Good afternoon. Long time no see.
Huh.
How do you like it?
What are you supposed to represent?
So I ain't neat, huh? I ain't representing nothing.
Just
some new clothes I bought for California. If you've been reading the moving picture magazines like I have, you'd know this is the latest style.
You mean that I've got to wear a get-up like that?
No, you don't have to. Be out of style if you want to. You're going to feel awful left out, though. Folks running up to me wanting my autographs and you standing there in them backwards clothes of yours.
Well,
how come you're wearing them kind of glasses, Mr. Mom?
These are sunglasses, Cedric. All the moving stars out there wear them.
I don't see how you see through them things, huh?
Well, you can't hardly, Granddad. Makes things so short of dark. That's it. I got off the mail rack just now and started going over to the place. Thought it was past closing time, but I happened to look at my watch and seen it was just a little after 3.
Well, no wonder you bought that outfit. I was wondering. You better take them glasses off and look at yourself, Mom. Why, the coat and pants don't even match. You got on a checkered coat and yellow breeches there.
They ain't supposed to match. This is a sports outfit. These are snacks. The slacks, Phoebe said.
Well, did you see them shoes he got on there before you bought them?
Sandals, you call them, and I seen them, yes.
Wait a minute. Where did you... Did you pay that bill at the wholesale house, Mom?
That bill is all took care of.
Hmm?
Got them to give us 3 months more time. I told them about us going to Hollywood. Granny, when I walked in with this outfit on your shoulder, I had a bug.
Mom, Heather, do you mean to say that you've taken the money we were supposed to make?
I just now thought of something. I know what I come over here for. I've got a telegram for you, Mr. Malone. Telegram. This woman forgot all about it. Here.
Thanks, you might get from that Moon Picture Company.
I know there's something I come over here for, and I just couldn't think what it was.
Oh, I'm too good to say this. You're the forgetfulest boy I ever seen in my life.
Oh, my goodness.
What's the matter, Mom? Bad news?
Yeah, part good and part bad. It's from the Voco Picture Company, all right. It says, my company has decided to make picture stop. Will not be necessary for you to come to Hollywood. Plan to make picture in Pine Ridge. Will advise you further development. Vote.
When you need sleep, need it badly. There's a good chance that the very thing that's made you so hard up for sleep is going to continue to prevent your getting it. Yes, maybe coffee nerves is keeping you awake. But while many people can drink coffee without losing sleep, you may be one of the many others who can't. So be sensible. If you find coffee stands between you and a good night's sleep, switch to Postum. For Postum contains no caffeine, no sleep-disturbing stimulant whatever. And a hot, steaming cup of Postum is simply delicious. Fragrant and mellow as can be. Postum's wonderfully economical, too. It actually costs less than 0.5 cents a cup. So if coffee robs you of precious sleep, drink Postum instead. See if you don't benefit from the change in just a few days. And after giving Postum a fair trial, say for 2 weeks, see if you aren't getting all the sleep you really need. Ask your grocer for Postum tomorrow. There's a reason. Don't forget, friends, come along with us next Monday evening when we again go visiting Pine Ridge with Lum and Abner, who say, looks like the first habit a fellow has to break in order to become an artist is the bad habit of eating. Lou Crosby speaking. And remember, Postum, your best bet for this is the Columbia Broadcasting System.